You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The WNBA is their engagement, their viewership, all this stuff. It's awesome. And Caitlin Clark clearly is the biggest reason for that. She has got people that has become attracted to the WNBA that weren't fans before. And she should get every single bit of credit for that. But with that being said, we know that the league across the board, there's a lot of star power. This league has Aja Wilson. This league has Paige Bueckers now, who's going to be playing at Target Center tomorrow night when the Wings take on the Lynx. I mean, there's a lot of good young talent, and there's more coming. But everybody knows that the rivalry between Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese that goes from college into the pros, that's a thing, and it's actually a great thing for the league. We can sit here and we can support this player, support that player, whatever player that you are a fan of, because I'm a fan of all these women, Nafisa Collier, all of them. You can't sit there and say that the Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese dynamic doesn't spark great viewership for the WNBA. It does. And it also sparks a lot of negativity, too. Because there are a lot of people that don't like Angel Reese. They don't like Angel Reese because when they went after each other or competed against each other in the Final Four, in the championship, she gave her the "you can't see me" and kind of taunted her a little bit. And I think that Angel Reese became the villain at that particular point. And I think there's probably a part of her that likes being the villain to some degree, but there's also a line with anything, okay? Well, this past weekend, they faced each other, and it was blowout city. It was blowout city. The Indiana Fever just put the smackdown on the Chicago Sky. And not only did Caitlin Clark have a good game, she had a triple-double. Like, I love Caitlin Clark. She's spectacular. If you love ball, you love Caitlin Clark.
She's one of one.
But one thing that we're not going to do is hate Angel Reese and put all these negative comments about her. That it's not something that I think is good for the women's game, and it's not good for any one of us. Now, there was a play in particular that got everybody's attention, and it was when Angel Reese was about to go up for an uncontested shot, and Caitlin Clark fouled her. She gave her an intentional foul. It was a great play by Caitlin Clark. She did what she was supposed to do. And it wasn't a soft foul. I wouldn't call it necessarily a hard foul. I thought that Angel Reese overreacted. But the bottom line is she got up, she jumped up, she wanted to get in people's faces. There was some interaction. Caitlin Clark didn't entertain it. She turned her back on her, was walking away. And so they started extending. They gave a flagrant foul, and they also gave people technical fouls. When I look at Angel Reese, I think that she blew this out of proportion, but I also think that she played up the moment. She played up the moment because she knows that it's Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, and people are enjoying the back and forth. They love the chatter. They love that she is the villain of the two. My point in bringing all of this up is that Angel Reese deserves to be criticized. She deserves to be recognized for being a really good player. She does not deserve hateful comments to be thrown her way. She does not deserve to have people saying derogatory things about her. And it's unfortunate that this is happening, and it needs to stop, because this is not good for the league.
No, it's one thing to lean into being the villain and to be the bad guy in everybody's eyes, which she has done a great job of leaning into it. I kind of equate this to being what they call a heel in wrestling, right? You're out there. Part of Angel Reese's aura is being like a female version of Draymond Green. She's there to get people underneath people's skin. I mean, she's not the same person as Draymond Green. I want to make that perfectly clear. Not the same type of player. But I do think that there's something to be said for just leaning into it and understanding that that's part of her job. Mm-hmm. Part of Angel Reese's job.
That's part of her appeal.
Is to lean into that. Like, I don't think she wanted to be the bad guy. But if she's going to be perceived as such, then I think she's doing the right thing by leaning into it. I think she's doing the right thing.
I think
thing.
She likes being the bad person right now.
Yeah.
I think she does.
Well, I mean, hey, controversy creates cash. And nobody else is filling that role in the WNBA. I think right now, if you think about the list of villains in the WNBA, it's Angel Reese, and that's it. But for fans to get a little over the top and a little overzealous with, you know, taking it personal and, you know, the hateful comments and the insults and the vulgarity and the threats and everything like that, you guys need, as fans, we need to sometimes just learn where the line is. And sometimes fans forget where that line is.
Well, I think that fans are making this personal, and they have to stop making it personal.
It's business. Like, it's business. That is her job. That is, I mean, without Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark needs a foil. Caitlin Clark needs somebody to be that antagonist. To be the hero, you need a villain. And if people are going to say, hey, you know, she's going to be the hero, then somebody's got to be the villain. But it's part of the job. It's part of the job. Don't take it. Yeah, I feel like people take it too seriously.
But this is the thing. It's in a way, though, it's starting to become racial, and it shouldn't. Because people are calling her the B word.
Yeah, that's over the line.
People... Like RG3, he made a response, and I thought that Ryan Clark put him in his place and eloquently checked him on it. But he said that This is hate. This is what hate looks like. Dude, how dare you? How dare you say that about Angel Reese? Because RG3 knows damn well when he puts out comments like that, that Angel Reese, I know what hate looks like, and this is hate about Angel Reese, that it's going to create a reaction.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's going to create people saying negative things towards Angel Reese. And it's unacceptable for him to do that. And he's trolling.
And yes.
I don't even want to say trolling. RG3 doesn't get it. Like, he is a black man.
He doesn't understand the harm he's doing to her?
He doesn't understand.
Just making it worse?
Nor care about some elements of what black women go through. He doesn't. And I've always appreciated him. I've appreciated his wife. His wife, Greta, she's had some comments that I've appreciated from time to time in the sports world. And she is a white woman, right? So you have to factor that in. That's part of their relationship. And there's nothing wrong with dating outside of your race, whatever.
No, not at all.
I've done it a million times. But the reality is, him talking like that and making it personal, which is what he did. He made it personal, utilizing the word hate about He doesn't know Angel Reese like that. He doesn't know. He can't speak to Angel Reese's feelings in her.
No.
Try to go inside her heart and in her mind, trying to go inside the mind. Like, how dare he do that? He created a controversy with his negative comments towards Angel Reese.
It kind of surprises me that being a black man, he would say that about Angel Reese. Like, I don't know. It just, I feel like you would want to.
Not everybody that's black has the same cultural experience.
No, and I understand that. I feel like he would understand some of the biases and the racism and everything that is directed towards her. And I guess he would just be a little, I don't want to say protective because that might be the wrong word, but he just might want to be a little more understanding.
Not all black men protect black women. That's just not a thing.
I mean, men should protect women anyway, right?
Or
am I missing something?
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah. Sorry, RG3. You're off on this one, pal.
Yep. 651-461-9226. Coming up next, we've got Word on the Street right here on The Lake Show.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All righty, time for Word on the Street right here on the Lake Show. Tuesdays and Thursdays and when we get it done. It's a Tuesday, so we'll see how things shake out for us here on Word on the Street. Let's do it.
Hey, did you see the Denzel Washington, his whole like red carpet affair at the
I did.
Cannes Film Festival?
Yes, I did.
Okay, cool, because he dipped early from Cannes on Monday for good reason. And it had nothing to do with the heated red carpet exchange with an aggressive photographer. At first, I didn't even see the photographer like grab his arm, but then he's like, stop it, stop it. Apparently, a source close to the superstar said Mondays are his only day off from his super popular, totally sold out run of Othello on Broadway in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And the plan was to jet after his film festival screening in France. Now, he was absent for the press conference after the world premiere of Spike Lee's Highest to Lowest, and there was some speculation in the media he bounced due to being pissed after he told a photographer to act right, it's all caught on camera. But apparently that's all nonsense, as Denzel simply needed to be back in New York City for a tiny bit of R&R before another intense week of critically acclaimed performances.
I love Denzel. Denzel Washington, one of my favorite entertainers of all time. He don't play games.
No.
He tells people what he feels. He gets, you know, he keeps it real. And I appreciate that about Denzel Washington. He does. And so, like, he's quick to check you. You get out of pocket.
Yep.
I see a little bit of Denzel in me.
I could see that.
You know me. I don't like to beat around
you're
the
not,
bush.
Yeah,
stuff.
You're not playing like that.
Yeah, I don't like playing games like that.
I mean, if a photographer, I didn't even know that was a photographer at first, but to sit there and like grab the arm once and then grab it again, I'm like, I wouldn't have the stones to grab Denzel's arm once. I would be like, what are you going to get? You're going to try and get a picture? Is that kind of, you want to get a picture? All you're going to do is get pissed off Denzel Washington. I don't want that. Hey, what if
I... Yeah, don't... So, basically what you're saying to the listening audience is when you see Henry Lake out and you don't tick him off either.
Yeah, don't touch him. Don't come near him. Don't look at him.
No, I'm not saying that.
Don't acknowledge him.
No, well,
you acknowledge him as your tribal chief.
That's not what I'm saying.
You do that. He the one, because Henry Lake is now in your city. Hey, what if I told you that Travis Kelce was a Florida man? What would you say to that?
That's the Sunshine State, right?
It is the Sunshine
Do
State.
Do your thing, then.
Well, Travis...
Do your thing, Kelce.
Well, apparently, he's too good for Kansas City because he...
No, he
is headed south to shape up for the upcoming NFL year. He's reportedly working on his body in Florida this offseason, and getting serious about recovery in a $20 million mansion. Wonder if you get a little bit of a loan from T-Swizzle there? A little bit of money?
When you're with T-Swizzle, you can get whatever you want.
I'm going to say. Hey, now he moved into what they call a luxurious Boca Raton pad in April. This according to the Daily Mail, which is, of course, the beacon of truth. They arrived at a property with a buddy, a personal chef, and a fleet of pricey vehicles. I like the word pricey in there as if, you know, vehicles by Travis Kelce are not going to be pricey. I got news for you. Travis Kelce is not driving the same vehicles that you and I are. The outlet reports the Kansas City Chiefs star has been spotted leaving the place to work out with a strength and conditioning coach at a gym nearby. As for how things are when he returns, apparently the home has all the bells and whistles necessary to maximize Poch Sweat Sesh Gates. It's got a state-of-the-art kitchen, an amazing pool, a wine room, and a game room. There's also a spa, a bar, and a private dock. Now, the crib boasts in total 6 bedrooms and 7 bathrooms. Kelce, of course, is doing a 180 this offseason compared to his last one. After jet-setting around the globe with Taylor Swift in 2024, he's hardly been seen out in 2025, and when he has been spotted, he's looking awful svelte. Now, word if Tay-Tay's been down to visit him at the Boca Raton abode just yet, but it's clear that there's plenty of space for her if and when she does make the trek.
So what's the tea here? Like, what is the news here? That he's got fancy stuff?
Yeah, he can afford it. Maybe that he's working out.
Shocker.
He's working out in Florida, and he's all but, you know, giving the deuces to Kansas City.
No, that's not. So, you know, everybody lives somewhere.
I know, but he should live in Kansas City.
He lives in Kansas City.
I mean, come on. You're just using them for their football team? Be loyal to your community, man. Come on. Come on, Travis.
Where's he from?
I don't know. Ohio?
Do you think that he has a house in Ohio?
I don't know. I'm not concerned about Ohio. I'm concerned
about...
I'm
just asking.
I don't know. Maybe.
Where does it matter where you live?
Well, I mean, I think he's got to spend more time in Kansas City.
I think he does.
I think he's got to be there all year round.
Mm.
I mean...
Shocker.
I know. If you're not going to... You know, you got to be committed. Got to be loyal to your team. Hey, and finally, a cannabis dispensary owned by Woody Harrelson. I know, it's shocking that Woody Harrelson would own a cannabis dispensary. But check this out, Bill Maher. I didn't know that Bill Maher was a co-owner of a dispensary.
He's like the king of getting high.
Is he?
You didn't know that? He talks about it on, yeah, he's talked about it before.
Apparently, I got to be more in tune with Bill Maher. Well, good for him. I appreciate the ability to wake and bake, but I'm still not a Bill Maher fan.
I'm not either.
You know, wake and bake is one thing, but I just don't like him. So, I don't know. I'll have to... I'm going to have to massage my mindset there. But it was burglarized over the weekend, and the smash and grab is all on video. Now, a serious story here. Surveillance footage shows masked burglars in hoodies getting out of a car in front of the Weeds West Hollywood... In West Hollywood, it's WeHo, but West Hollywood, shattering a glass window to make entry, then filling bags with merchandise before getting the hell out of Dodge. Elliot Lewis, who owns a cannabis shop of his own in town, says the burglary happened at around 6:30 a.m. our time, and he claims that the same crew hit another weed shop in Santa Monica called Herba the following night. Now, the Woods officially opened up just over 3 years ago in West Hollywood, and Woody and Bill's joint sells, I guess, pun intended there. Joint sells marijuana products. As there are some private smoking rooms where the stoners can blaze up with bongs, dab rings, or papers. And the place also includes a bar serving THC-infused drinks.
I have never gotten high. I wonder if I should get high once before I die.
You want to get high? You're a towel.
I wonder, am I missing out on something? I'm asking you.
I don't know.
Am I?
Yeah.
You smoked a doobie before.
I have. I rolled a fatty with that pimp daddy. Yes. I've rolled a few fatties in my life.
What am I missing?
You're missing the ability to have a nice sensation and not be hungover in the morning.
Hmm.
Like, I prefer, honestly, I prefer THC and cannabis to alcohol. Honestly. Because I feel like I get more relaxed. Honestly. I feel like I get more relaxed and it's natural. And I'm not feeling just so worn down.
Really?
In the morning. Yeah. I don't feel like I've been hit by a truck. I mean, I'm 50 years old. The last thing I want to do is, you know, get so messed up on a Friday. But if I do it on a Saturday, then I'm not feeling good till like Wednesday.
Hmm.
I mean, I can't do booze anymore.
Really?
No, I can't. I can't do, even if I have like one drink casually, I got to be very, very careful.
Wow.
But I mean, honestly, since the THC, like gummies, the edibles and whatnot have become legal, that has been my recreation of choice. I mean, I'll do that every weekend, but I do it at home. I do it when I'm not going anywhere. And it's just a way for me to chill. And I mean, you got to work up to it, though.
Gotcha.
You got to start with the 5 milligrams and then work your way up.
All right, that's going to wrap up Word on the Street. Coming up next. Oh, man. We lost a great with regards to television characters. We'll always remember Norm. We get to that next. Making your way in the world today takes everything. George Wendt, known as Norm Peterson, on the iconic comedy series Cheers, died this morning at the age of 76. Man, this is one of the greatest roles that we have seen on television, was Norm. It was, hands down, one of the greatest. And I say this with regards to characters, because when you think about television and all of the various different aspects of characters, Norm is one of the most beloved characters of all time, because he is one of the most likable characters that we've ever seen on television. There's a lot that we like on TV. We like villains. Mm-hmm. We like people that are funny. We there's so many different things. But the reality, though, is that Norm on Cheers was likable and also relatable.
Yes.
And that's why I think Norm, that particular character from Cheers, will always be adored. It's because of how relatable. And text me if you believe that I'm wrong, but I don't think that I am. 651-461-9226. Whenever people saw, that's why he becomes such a revered figure, is because everybody, when they saw Norm on Cheers, you felt like you knew a guy like Norm.
Everybody has a Norm.
Whether that person was at Matt's bar, if that person mm-hmm. was at Chino Latino, whatever bar that you want to talk about, you felt like in your town, I don't care if you lived in a big city or small town, mm-hmm. you felt like everybody knows a Norm.
Yes, everybody's got a Norm. Everybody's got a Norm.
Everybody does.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hey,
Norman.
What's the story, Norm?
Thirsty guy walks into a bar. You finish it.
Everybody's got a Norm. That's what made the everybody has that guy. And I just love that. I love that.
He was likable, relatable. I don't think you can get a character like that nowadays, because I think that sort of writing for television is gone. The sitcom era is gone. But I think you can't, like, those characters don't exist anymore, because even if they do, they're not long-winded. Yeah, long-lived. You know what I mean? Like, Norm was identifiable with Cheers, and he was there for the entire run of the show.
Every single episode he was part of. I think that that's the reason why Norm really took off, was because I believe that, and you can weigh in, 651-461-9226. The beauty of Norm is that everybody knows a Norm. Everybody has a Norm in your town, at the bar that you go to, whatever. Everybody has that person like a Norm that you identify with. That's what made his character so relatable, is that you felt like you knew that guy. That was what was so amazing about Norm. That was one of the things that made Cheers such a great show in general, was because you felt like you knew the people.
Yeah, very, you know, and he was an average guy. Like he was just an average guy who was always kind of, not always making fun of his wife, but I mean, Vera, it's like you thought she was this 900-pound woman who was in a muumuu who was just, I mean, she needed to use like one of those mechanical lifts to get it up and down the stairs. And I mean, Norm was just, you know, he was just a regular guy who hung out with a, you know, with a mailman and with, you know, a former player who's a bartender. Like it kind of had all the elements.
Yeah. Let's go to Dave in Andover. Dave, it's been a while, man. How you doing, my friend?
Yeah, well, I'm listening all the time, man. I literally listen every day.
Appreciate it, my man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but yeah. Cheers. I mean, I didn't watch that one all that much. I'm a little older than you guys. I'm going to be 77 this summer.
Oh wow! Okay.
And so I wasn't watching that many sitcoms right then, but yeah, I did watch some Cheers. Yeah, that was a really great one, and then a couple before that was All in the Family.
Oh yeah, everybody loved All in the Family. Yeah,
and Barney Miller. There were some characters on Barney Miller that were just out of this world.
So let me ask you this: Is there one? You said you didn't watch Cheers that much, but what would you say is a character out of all of the different shows that you've watched in your lifetime that you felt was like the most relatable for you?
Well. All in Family, you know, that was, you know, it was way back. Archie Bunker, you know, because the old redneck, you know, and that was all act because that wasn't the way he was in real life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then he's got, you know, kind of a hippie son-in-law and stuff, you know, because, I mean, that's, you know, like, see, that's the age I am. Like I said, I'm going to be 77 here real quick in this, you know, this summer. And you know, but Barney Miller too. You know,
that was a phenomenal show. Barney Miller was a phenomenal show.
Those three, all in the Family, Barney Miller and Cheers. You can kind of throw, you know, all three of them together, and they're, you know, like I say, it's those characters that people can relate to. They're like, you know, real people, and they had some great writers, boy.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Dave in Andover. Like, when you think of the legendary characters,
mm-hmm.
like, who does it for you, man?
Oh, boy. That's a really good question. That's a really good question. Because I'm a child of the 90s, and my favorite, like, in college, was Seinfeld. And Jason Alexander is George Costanza. Like, that to me was just the neurotic. He was like an extension of Larry David in real life now that we've seen Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is just basically an R-rated Seinfeld. So I would have to say George Costanza is kind of the one that.
And see, I wasn't a big Seinfeld guy. I just wasn't.
Well, I mean, It kind of comes and goes for me. Like, not knowing what we know now of the people, that sounds so bad, but I mean, you just kind of know, you know, what people are about and how they were able to work their characters. I just feel like the George Costanza was just an awesome character that was,
mm-hmm.
It wasn't relatable, but it was just kind of the awkwardness and the quirkiness.
Well, I couldn't relate to Archie Bunker, but he was phenomenal. Yeah. Carol O'Connor was phenomenal.
Oh, Archie! Gene Stapleton.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I was actually watching some All in the Family about a week ago, actually, with Gloria and who was Meathead? I can't remember the guy's character. I can't remember his name, but I remember it was Meathead. And I remember watching that, and it's just so, you could get away with, I feel like now the lines are kind of blurred, whereas with these older sitcoms, when you write it, you very clearly had defined characters. I don't know that we've got those defined characters anymore. I don't think that we can.
I'm going to tell you why I don't think that television, in terms of like broadcast TV is in. It's in a very different place, and it's not as good.
Oh,
like those are the good old days, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's one specific reason why I believe that we'll never get back to, like, All in the Family and all the Jeffersons, all those great shows. You know why? It's one simple thing with regards to TV.
PC?
What?
Being politically correct?
No.
No? I don't know.
Reality TV. Has been, it's taken away from the creativity of television. It has.
It's dumbed us down. It had, because if you look at reality TV, and maybe what, The Real World was probably the first one with, like, Pedro and Puck and
loved it
and all of that.
Loved it.
Oh, absolutely. And then
but that was real, though. Well, like, reality TV now is more scripted.
Oh, I mean, my wife loves to watch, like, House Hunters. But I don't have the heart to tell her that they've already picked out the house and this is just all, you know, it's all hoopla. But you have now gotten to the point where you don't need talent to be a celebrity. All you need to do is have some sensationalistic personality or some quirk that can make you go viral. And guess what? If you can go viral on things, then you're going to be a reality TV star and you're going to be famous. And I feel like people are now, like, Hollywood is writing more for reality TV, more so than the actual, like, sitcoms, because they still have sitcoms on ABC, NBC, CBS, the network television, Fox. But who watches them? I mean, who watches those sitcoms nowadays? I look at it and I'm like, it's going to be so watered down. Like, it's not going to be the same. There's no TGIF where it's, you know, you got to see Family Matters and Full House and things like that. So, I don't know.
I'm with you, man. All right, 651-461-9226. Final segment of The Late Show coming up next.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, currently the Minnesota Timberwolves at half lead 48-44 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. They lead by four, they should be leading by more. And the reason why I say that is because, first off, the Wolves have shot the ball poorly, to say the least. Julius Randle and Jaden McDaniels are the only individuals that are shooting the ball worth a damn. 34% from two. 35% from three. Oklahoma City isn't shooting that much better. 37% from the field goal percentage and from three-point distance, too. The bottom line is this. Stop turning over the damn basketball. That's the problem.
Yeah. That was my number one concern is just being loose with the ball because they had a problem turning the ball over against the Lakers. You can get away with it. They had a problem losing the ball against Golden State. You can get away with it. You do that against Oklahoma City, they're bigger, faster, stronger, more athletic. Like, they're going to get up in your grill a little bit more. They're going to defend a little more physical. And you can't get away with the same, you know, haphazard way that you're going to try and be lackadaisical getting into your offense or not paying attention to passing lanes. And it's just the silly things. The thing about it, Henry, is this is all stuff that the Wolves can fix themselves. It's all internal.
I hate the fact that we turn the basketball over so much. That last turnover at the end of the half,
yes.
Julius Randle, just the guy's coming.
Yeah.
Like, he's being lackadaisical with the basketball.
Yeah. That's just it. To me, that's just effort. It's just effort and it's focus.
It's focus. It's focus. Remain focused, man.
I mean, this is the biggest series of your life. Like, here's a chance for Julius Randle because it's kind of like the Sam Darnold thing,
he had
right?
Three turnovers in the first half.
Yeah.
Now, he shot the ball extremely well. He had 20 points in the first half.
That's great, but it's the turnovers, though, like you were saying. It's the turnovers. Oklahoma City likes to run. Like, Oklahoma City is a, you know, they're a pack of stallions. Like, they're not going to be creaking and cracking like, you know, Golden State or kind of, you know, sauntering up they're not going to be sauntering up the floor like Luka. Again, you don't have to worry about conditioning with SGA or with Jalen Williams or Alex Caruso or the other Jalen Williams or Lou Dort or Andrew Wiggins. Like, this is a really good team that, I mean, I think they came out and they kind of took Oklahoma City's punch early on, got out to a quick lead.
The punch is coming. The punch is coming here to start the second half. The punch is coming. OKC is going to come out in the second half, mm-hmm. and they are going to punch the Wolves in the face. They have to respond. They have to respond mm-hmm. with withstanding up to that punch. They have to.
Yeah.
There's no other way to go around it.
No, they have to. I think you come out in the second half the same way that you came out in the first half. Because they came out with energy. They came out, were hitting shots, made good decisions. And you can't come out and I think the end of the first half with that turnover, I'm hoping that can kind of light a fire and Chris Finch can use that.
Well, I think that Chris Finch is probably going off right now.
And as he should. As he absolutely should, because that 2-point swing, I mean, there's a big difference between 6 and 4. It feels different. And it feels different for the way that it ended.
Hey, real quick, I do want to get to this final text because we only got about a minute left. You guys totally brought all this back in no particular order, but awesome. He says, or she, don't know.
Yep.
Jefferson's, All in the Family. Rhoda.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Tyler Moore, MASH, Leave It to Beaver. Beverly Hillbillies, yeah. I love Beverly Hillbillies. Cheers. Petticoat Junction, and on, it won't be back, but thankful for the memories, thankful for reruns.
Syndication is a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. I find myself watching more Nick at Night and more like old school. I found myself watching the Flintstones two nights ago. Just like randomly, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to watch the first season of the Flintstones. I don't know. It's like I just want to have an appreciation for what's not there anymore. I don't know. Maybe that makes it nostalgic.
I'm with you, man. I'm just going to wrap up the show here. Let's go, Wolves. Let's take game one, baby. Let's take game one. Because I'm going to be at games 3 and 4 without question. Looking forward to it. But we will talk to you guys tomorrow night. When? I'm not sure what's going to happen with the Twins, but we're going to be here regardless. Twins may play tomorrow, maybe not. Regardless, the Lake Show will be here at 6 p.m. Talk to you then.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.